Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, January 12th, the year of our Lord, 2025. And today we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. It is a joy to welcome you here to the podcast. Happy New Year to you. I pray your year is off to a good start. And so very grateful that you've decided to spend some time with us here on the podcast, this community of faith, this time of reflection on God's good word, this time of prayer and song and silence. So let's do this. Let's begin. Let's begin the way we begin here, by giving thanks, by approaching God in a spirit and posture of gratitude, by taking in the breath of life, the gift of life. So let's do that together right now. Let's breathe in and hold on to that breath. Savor it for the gift that it is. We let it go and pause and take in another breath. Another opportunity at life, another chance to give thanks to God. And as you breathe, I encourage you to call to mind the people and the places and the situations that light you up inside, that fill you with hope and peace and love and joy and gratitude. Maybe turn your face toward the sky and open your arms out wide. And give thanks to God for everything. And in this spirit and posture, let's begin together in worship. Please join me in the call to worship. You can find the call to worship printed in the digital bulletin that comes along with the podcast. If you go over to the left margin of where you found today's podcast, below the line, you'll see a little icon that says Sermon Notes in there. You can tap on that icon and the bulletin will come up for you. Let's begin. Thus says the Lord, who created you and formed you. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. We come to worship the God who knows us by name and calls us his own. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the fire you shall not be burned. We trust in God's presence and find refuge in his protection. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. Do not fear, for I am with you. We rejoice in the God who gathers us together in his love. Let us worship the Lord. Friends, our gospel reading this morning comes from Luke's gospel in the third chapter. We'll be reading verses 15 through 17 and then jumping ahead to verses 21 through 22. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Let's take a moment to pray. God, thank you for this opportunity to be together on this day at the beginning of the year. Thank you for the gift of your living word, a word that dwells among us, a word of encouragement, a word that challenges us. We pray, God, that we could truly hear this word, that you'd help us in this moment, that you'd save us from misinterpretation and distraction, and that your word would burn in our hearts, that we'd be filled with your holy fire. We pray this in your name, and we say, Amen. Happy New Year to you. I would imagine by now, 12 days into January, a few people have wished you a Happy New Year. And I just took opportunity to do that again. And I pray that for many of you that has come to pass, that so far so good, that 2025 has turned out to be pretty good, at least 12 days in. I also know that for some of us, it has already presented itself with new challenges, or the stuff that maybe you hoped to leave back in 2024 seems to be working its way into the new year as well, which is one of the many reasons why I know that it's so important for us to stay grounded in our faith and in the practices of our faith, to read the Bible and to pray and to be in community with other people of faith. Because whether or not so far 2025 has been a happy new year or another serving of the same old stuff, it is the practices of holiness, the practices of our faith, which can allow us to say, so far it's been a pretty good year. And one of the things I'm struck with at the beginning of today's reading, I'll pull it out of context and then we'll go read it in context. The first half of the first line of today's reading, it says, "As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts." I think that's a great summary of what a lot of us go through, particularly at this time of the year, with a full slate, clean slate of days, a calendar that we haven't filled in all the way yet. And we have expectations and we have questions. We wonder how this year will go. And when we do begin to write that wedding date or the delivery date of a new baby, we wonder how it will all go. We're filled with anticipations and questions about the future, which can fill us with a little bit of concern and anxiety and also fill us with excitement. These are people, to put it back in context now, these are people that have come to believe. They're seeing signs, particularly in the ministry of John, that the ancient promises are coming to pass in the present moment. And what might that mean for them and their future? And so the people were filled with expectation and were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah. John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming." Let's pause there. We first meet Jesus and John as promises from God through angels to Mary and Joseph and Zechariah and Elizabeth. And then those promises are in the wombs of their mothers, and then their mothers give birth, and then these promises take their first breaths, and then they grow up. John, all grown up, 29, 30 years old at this point, he's been faithful and he's lived out his vocation. And there are those that can hear his preaching and see his countenance, and they know that he is on fire with something that is different than the other preachers before him. And so they do come. They go out to the river and they're baptized. And they do find that they have a renewed awareness and appreciation for their faith and the promises of God. And they can hear it in John's preaching. So powerful that they think, well, maybe he's the one. Maybe he's the Messiah. Is that what's next? And he says, no. There is one more powerful. I have this water. I've been counseled. I've been instructed by God to lead you to the water so that you can be washed and be prepared for what's coming, because what is coming is much more powerful than I can offer. I'm not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals, because he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He will anoint you. He will infuse in you the life of God, a life that is supernatural and eternal. You'll become a new person, an eternal being, with the ability to think as God's person here, to engage with others the way God will direct you. You'll be changed. But you got to come. And this change, this life eternal, this anointing, this presence of the Holy Spirit, it will change you in other ways too. It will refine you as if with fire. Things will fall away. They'll be burned away. The things that are passing, the things that are not compatible with life in the kingdom of the heavens, they'll fall away. And this will come with your ability, your willingness to open yourselves up to this Spirit, to stand in the presence of the Lord and say, "Here I am, choose me. Where shall we go? But to get us back into this text, I'll just continue on where I left off. He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. This is that sorting to the essential. And we go on now to hear. Here are the baptisms taking place. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. He didn't just change expression. It was noticeable. Bodily form comes upon him, affects him, and with the physical, the bodily form, with this physical presence, also comes a voice. You could see it, and you could hear it. And what does the voice say? You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. Now we can read that story at this time of year and maybe think of it as a point in history, something to be interested in, one of the points in the plot line of the Gospel of Luke. Or we can sit with it. We can pray over it. The promises that God makes at the beginning of the season of Advent that we sang songs about, we offered prayers about, we were gathered in worship around. O come, Emmanuel, ransom captive Israel. And then the moment when Jesus is born and we sing the songs of Christmas and we celebrate the presence of God with us in Jesus. Until the moment of this day of his baptism, where the thing that had been maturing, starting in Mary's womb, then in his young life, is now on full display to the world. The Holy Spirit, like a dove, in physical form, descends on him, and a voice comes and says, you are the beloved. With you I am well pleased. Luke's telling us this story, like all the gospel writers tell the story, so that we would come to know that Jesus is the Messiah. He is the one that has come to set us all free from the stuff that burdens us, from the things that we carried forth into this year from last year, the bad habits and the broken promises and the stuff and the weight. And every day promises us that it can be New Year's Day, can be a chance to begin again, to start a new life, and that it's true. You can touch it and you can hear it and you can see it. The Holy Spirit descends in bodily form like a dove. And as the story goes on, sends Jesus off into the wilderness for 40 days of consideration and contemplation. But for us in the here and now, as we remember the old story of Jesus and John and the baptism and the Holy Spirit and the refining fire, can we be open to it? Because when we personalize it, when we challenge ourselves to take it as truth, and a kind of truth that will change us and change the way we live, now it becomes something more powerful, more effective, maybe even a little bit concerning or frightening, that this gospel can change us forever. The author Peter Kreft points out, baptism always goes hand in hand with faith. It is through faith that we open the door to our hearts, to God, allowing Him to enter and transform us. Faith is like a faucet. The water of the Holy Spirit flows into our lives in proportion to how much we open the valve, how much we allow God to act in our lives depends on our willingness to trust Him, to hope in Him, and to love Him. And so no matter what kind of resolution you made or didn't make or what your hopes and ambitions are for the year, perhaps today, commit to nothing more as to how much of yourself do you want to make available to God? How much do you want to open this valve to let the Holy Spirit flow into you and through you and out of you? Because that's the promise that's being offered. Come to the river and be baptized. Be baptized in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then pay attention. The awakening that you received from John, the baptism, spirit, and fire that you receive through Jesus. Can we let it have its way with us? Will we allow ourselves to be used by God, to be changed by God, to allow God to lead us into places that might make us a little bit scared, lead us into places that might smell bad among people who are different than we are? Allow God to help us to consider ideas that we were afraid to consider before? Engage with our sacred story, our Bible, in a way that it might just change the way we live. Because these are all moments of epiphany. This is a call to transformation. That when we approach the sacred story, when we approach worship and prayer and the sacraments with awe and wonder, when we consider the reality that the Holy Spirit comes as a person into each and every one of our lives, when we invite the Spirit in, we become new. And so in this new year, we can become new people. And so our ability to find hope and peace and love and joy is expanded because we don't try to do it alone. We don't try to change ourselves by force of will. We don't try to change others through persuasive techniques. We recognize that we have a divine partnership. We are beloved children of God. As we find ourselves in relationship, as we abide with Christ and Christ with us, the possibilities are endless. The life is eternal. And the news is very, very good. To which I say, Amen. Let's join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we call out to you on this day and we pray. We come to you, God, and we confess that we have all sinned and fallen short by the things we have done and the things we have left undone, by the words we have spoken, and for the times when we have remained silent when we should have said something. But you promise us that if we come to you in a spirit of contrition, that you'll forgive us and you'll bless us and heal us, that you'll lift us up and put us back on the path. And so we pray to receive this gift right now. We pray, O God, for this, your good world. We pray for people in leadership, in positions of influence. Lift up leaders of good faith that could be examples of grace and peace in the world. People of charity and hope and wisdom and vision that comes from you. And we pray for the everyday person. People that didn't go out into the world to make a name for themselves, but to make a living for themselves and their families, to be good neighbors and friends. Bless them with courage and strength. And for those who found themselves broken on the wheels of living, God, come alongside them. Bless them with the right person at the right time. Send an angel. Bring them hope. Shine light in their darkness. And God, we pray over all the situations in the world, this chorus of prayer that radiates out from the earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. In particular, we pray for the people of Southern California, in the midst of these devastating fires. We pray that in the midst of all of this loss and destruction, God, bring your hope. Show promises of resurrection and new life, of the goodness of humanity, the goodness that you inspire in all of humankind and in your creation. And you know us, God. You know the prayer list that we keep close to our hearts, the joys and the celebrations and the things that we anticipate with great excitement, and the things that we grieve over or worry about. You know these lists. And so we make a quiet moment in the midst of this time of prayer, time of silence, to share these lists with you. And our hope is that as we stay silent, we might hear your voice or feel your touch. Meet us in this moment, we pray. We break our silence. We give you thanks for the gifts of peace and quiet. We thank you for the faithful who have gone before us, who have saved for us our sacred stories, our songs, and our prayers. We celebrate together the prayer that goes by your name as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. And so, my dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, as we prepare to face boldly the year that is out ahead of us, let us do so with the sure and certain knowledge that the Holy Spirit of God is with us, now and forever. Our God, Emmanuel, with us. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen.